AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley.
Following the terror attacks in Paris and California, lawmakers are moving quickly now against potential terrorists who might want to harm the United States.
On this vote, the yeas are 407.
The House has voted overwhelmingly now to require travelers coming to the United States to have visas if they've been in the terror hotspot nations of Iraq or Syria within the past 5 years. Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy.
You have more than 5,000 individuals that have Western passports in this program that have gone to Iraq or Syria in the last 5 years.
In fact, 20 million visitors come to the U.S. every year for business or tourism, largely from European nations, and at the moment they don't need visas, though they are vetted through a Homeland Security program. Lawmakers of both parties support this bill, as does the White House. It may well be law by the end of the year. And new legislation is being introduced in the Senate that would require social media companies to report any terror activity they become aware of to law enforcement. The bill's been introduced by a Republican and a Democrat together, though Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat, doesn't like it. AP correspondent Tammy Abdullah.
He says he opposes the bill because terrorist activity is a very vague, undefined term. It's unclear whether companies are qualified to be determining what's terrorist activity. He worries it will have the perverse effect of having companies avoid looking for content, so if they fail to report something, they're not accused of breaking the law.
Correspondent Tammy Abdullah reporting from Washington. Volkswagen says this morning a problem with carbon dioxide emissions is far smaller than initially thought, with further checks finding discrepancies in only a few models and no evidence of illegal changes to fuel consumption and emissions figures. This is AP Radio News. Today is the day the Senate is expected to agree with the House and relegate the No Child Left Behind law to history. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
The measure would replace No Child Left Behind, which came under fire for its heavy-handed federal approach. The Every Student Succeeds Act gives states greater control, sponsor Lamar Alexander calling it the biggest step toward local control of schools in 25 years.
Governors have been forced to come to Washington, D.C. and play Mother May I in order for a state to put in a plan to evaluate teachers, for example.
The new bill does keep a key feature of No Child Left Behind: annual reading and math testing of children in grades 3 through 8 and in high school. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
German leader Angela Merkel is Time Magazine's Person of the Year. The announcement came just minutes ago on the Today Show. Finalists included Donald Trump and the Black Lives Matter movement. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.